Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tubby Talk. We're here at the beautiful Tubby Robot Ice Cream Factory in Manayunk, Philadelphia. I am Terry from Terry Leahy Films, and joining me are the two hosts of this wonderful establishment.
I'm Chris.
I'm Steve.
And today we are going to talk about video games, just like we do all the time. So we want to talk about something kind of cool this week, so we're going to talk about spin-off games. So any sort of game that became a spin-off, and when we were just spitballing before this, turns out there's a lot.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about some of our favorites, and please tell us some of your favorites in the content now that we're finally growing as a YouTube channel. So guys, I will let you guys take it off. Spinoff that comes to mind, some of the big ones.
My favorite spinoff is the show Angel, which spun off from Buffy, which was a beloved classic in the 90s.
Punch!
Get out of here, Weed Knight.
Although,
I actually hate Buffy and Angel, but I figured that one would. That's the first one I could think of people, our viewers would know.
That's true.
There probably was an Angel video game, wasn't there?
The first spinoff I thought of was Family Matters, which was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
I didn't know that.
Carl Winslow was a cop, and then they started following his home life at home. They both lived in Chicago.
Was there an Urkel video game to try and get us back on track?
There probably should have been.
I don't think there was. Oh man, it would have sold.
Yeah.
People would have bought that for their kids.
Absolutely.
Urkel video game.
Get Boy Meets World on Game Boy. Not a real thing.
But what there was Wario Land.
Yeah. Yep.
Which was a spinoff of Super Mario Land, which was one of my favorite spinoffs. It was one of my first spinoffs I owned and played the hell out of. It was on Game Boy Color.
It was Game Boy, so the first one was in Game
First one was Game Boy, second one was Game Boy.
Yeah, because Super Mario Land 2, six golden coins, had Wario.
That was the introduction to Wario.
The antagonist. And then the second game, the third game.
What's Super Mario Land 3, Wario Land, right?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Super Mario Land 3, Wario Land. It gets very confusing with the chronology of those titles.
A spinoff starring everybody's favorite reversed plumber. Negative to plumber.
Whatever the opposite of a plumber is, that's Wario.
All I know is he took over Mario's
toilets all the time.
Yes.
Took over a castle.
Well,
how did he get a castle?
Where earned that castle fair and square? All those coins he picked up? All the times he saved the Mushroom Kingdom?
Good point. I guess I never put that together. But that definitely is one of the big spinoffs that I remember, but not the only Mario spinoff. I think we could argue that Yoshi in Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, is kind of a spinoff.
Is it the inferior spinoff, but yes, it was.
What? Oh, man, that's fine words. They're both great games.
Yoshi's Island is amazing. I never finished the game, though. Started playing it four times, have never finished it.
That's incredible.
I got to, the fifth world, and then got side, because it was always on emulator, or a re-release, and I didn't like the DS re-release was really...
Oh, yeah, the DS re-release was not good.
Yeah, and but the sequel was also on DS, and I don't think it captured the magic of the Super Nintendo game. But boy, I played the heck out of that game. Yes. But technically, a spin-off that then spun off its own games, much like Wario Land. There's a bunch of other Wario games out now. There were a bunch of other Yoshi games.
Yeah, I mean, WarioWare is a spin-off of Wario Land, which is a spin-off of Mario Land, which is a spin-off of Mario Brothers.
This is a spin-off of
Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Actually, now that we're talking about it, Mario is a spin-off of Donkey Kong in the first place.
Unbelievable.
Spin-offs all the way down.
Yeah, you just keep going.
So Donkey Kong spun off Mario, but it also spun off Donkey Kong Country, I would say.
Yeah.
Because you weren't playing as Donkey Kong in the original Donkey Kong, you were playing against him, and then you get to play as him in Donkey Kong Country.
You get to play as, controversially, you play as Donkey Kong Jr.
Right.
Or
in
is
the
it?
Second one.
Yeah, no, Donkey Kong Country, it's supposed to be Donkey Kong Jr., but a lot of fans don't agree with that assessment, but it makes the most sense if you assume Cranky Kong is Donkey Kong from the original Donkey Kong game.
And that was always the lore, was that Cranky Kong is the original Donkey Kong, and that's why it's like, back in my day, we just needed 8x8 pixels, grand.
But I don't think it was ever outright stated in the game.
I know it's a big controversy that Donkey Kong Jr., who appeared in Mario Kart, which is a spinoff.
Yes.
Mario Kart's a spinoff.
Absolutely, a game
all the way down.
Yeah, that character has just disappeared. Like, that he is not actually Donkey Kong or Cranky, but someone who fell between.
And all signs between Donkey Kong Country and, like you said, like Donkey Kong Jr. being in Mario Kart, all those signs point to Donkey Kong and Country being Jr.
Yeah. And then Miyamoto has yet to say this is
official. He's yet to weigh in on it, yes.
Well, it's kind of similar to how they addressed the Koopalings in Super Mario 3.
That's right.
In Mario Brothers 3, you were assumed they were Bowser's kids.
Yeah.
And they said expressly that in the television show. Super Mario Brothers Super Show had all the Koopalings refer to him as dad. Very, very clear. And then Mario Sunshine comes out and they have Bowser Jr. Everyone's favorite character. and then suddenly you get to still have the Koopalings later in the new Mario Brothers series, but then they're just hired henchmen now, which is weird.
Is new Super Mario Bros. Technically a spinoff to Super Mario Bros.?
I don't think it's technically a spinoff.
Yeah, it's just another game in the series.
Yeah, another in the lineage.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Just another in the long line of Bowser kidnapping Princess Peach.
Yeah.
But what we do think is a spinoff are the Mario and Luigi RPG titles.
Yes.
Because they are kind of different representations of the characters.
Yeah, so we kind of came up with two types of spinoff for video games, being the spinoff in gameplay form, which the Mario and Luigi RPGs would fit in. Or like Mario Kart.
That you take a property that is known for one type of gameplay and then take those same characters and put them in a different type of gameplay.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And then the other type would be the character spinoff, which is more like how TV show spinoffs work, where a side character or a non-main character from a property gets its own game.
Like Wario Land.
So why don't we go with the oddity first? Why don't we go with the spinoff in regards to gameplay? Because so that would be kart racers, I think, would be part of that. And Mario's not the only one with
racing. He was the first, but not the only one.
Right.
Sonic Racing and Sonic Racing Transformed. Mm-hmm. Also Sonic R, which were, I think, the only Sonic the Hedgehog universe racing games, which is weird when it's all about going fast.
You think most of them would be racing games? Coming.
Yeah, there is a new one coming out.
Yeah, a new Sonic Racing kart racer.
It's specifically Sonic, not Sega All-Stars. It's just Sonic.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Maybe nice.
All-Star Transformed was actually a great game. If you
Transformed is really fun.
Technically not a spinoff, just featured characters from games, right?
Right, you're right, because it's Sega and All-Stars. Yeah. Right, it's not Sonic. Crash Team Racing is another.
There's a spinoff.
Kart Racer spinoff right there. Oh, here's a spinoff of a spinoff. If Donkey Kong Country is a spinoff, Diddy Kong Racing is a super spinoff.
That's true.
You take the sidekick of Donkey Kong and give him his own racing game.
Which plays a lot, Sega Racing Transform played a lot like that.
To be fair, that did come after Donkey Kong Country 2, where Diddy already took the reins. Right.
Donkey Kong Country 2, right? Well,
yeah, every country game a spinoff?
I'm about to say, which would make it a spinoff.
It is.
Well, no, Tropical Freeze, you're back playing as Donkey Kong.
Okay.
In which one?
Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, Tropical Freeze, but that's like the fifth. Right? Because we got Donkey Kong Country 1, Donkey Kong Country 2 is Diddy, Donkey Kong Country 3 is Dixie, is the main character, and then you have...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Donkey Kong 64, then you got Donkey Kong back.
And when is Lanky Kong getting a spinoff? I'm still waiting.
Nobody likes Lanky Kong.
I do!
Lanky Kong's good.
He's an array. He makes no sense. He defies logic.
He has no style.
And he goes like... Oh! Very well played, sir.
There's Donkey Kong goes deep, man. Now that we're talking about
He's the original. It all stems from the Donkey Kong, doesn't it?
It sort of does.
Weird.
Which sort of stems from not directly, but Popeye.
Yeah,
was based on Popeye. Nintendo made a licensed game based on Popeye before they made Donkey Kong, and they used a lot of the same ideas.
Whoa.
Yeah. Popeye the Sailor Man, that is. Not the fried chicken. Although they were tied together at one point.
They were?
Yes. Yeah, Popeye
the Sailor licensing deal or something?
Was Popeye the Sailor Man.
I never knew that.
And
I remember the logo, like advertising that.
I used to go to a Popeye's Fried Chicken on Route 1 on the boulevard, and they had stained glass windows of Popeye the Sailor Man. It was awesome. Not there anymore.
The 80s were a great time for fast food.
True. So bringing it back, so we got kart racing. That is something. What is another thing? I can think of like tactics, like Final Fantasy Tactics. Final Fantasy is a different kind of game.
Do you know which Final Fantasy that was a spinoff from?
I think 7.
I think
PlayStation.
It was in 7 style though.
The original Tactics. I think you're right.
Yeah, Tactics was definitely like a medieval style world. So it wasn't 7.
I distinctly remember renting Tactics, thinking it had something to do with 7, and it not being that. Crystal Chronicles, I guess, would also be a spin-off.
Yeah, that's a big
one. You play it with the Game Boy Advance is plugged into your GameCube.
Yep. And I think that's coming back, too.
Yeah, they're bringing that back. For
everything
for
all is new again.
Other strategy games that spun off, there was what was that? Raving Rabbids.
Oh yeah.
Is this kind of a spinoff of the Rabbit of Rayman series and Mario series?
And then it became its own property with all these Mario weird Rabbids. Different games. Yeah, Mario Rabbids Battle Royale.
I think Puzzle Fighter would be a spinoff.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to puzzle games. Yeah, we have Puzzle Fighter, a spinoff from Street Fighter. We have Yoshi.
Yeah.
And Yoshi's Cookie with their two puzzle games spun off of Yoshi.
And another one I was playing on that same lines now on the Switch is Wario's Woods.
That's right.
Which you play as Toad fighting Wario
with bombs.
Bombs. For some reason. And it's very strange because Wario is specifically going, I'll get you, Toad. Ah, you won't get me. I was like, what? Since when does Wario hate Toad?
If I'm not mistaken, this is
Toad had bombs.
Bomberman shows up in that game, doesn't he?
I think he might.
Or maybe there's a Wario Woods DX and that featured Bomberman, maybe?
There's some tie in there. I mean, Bomberman just shows up places sometimes. True. You never know when Bomberman's going to appear.
Hudson Soft loves just tossing Bomberman into places.
Yeah. Oh, and then you go into Bubble Bobble, had Puzzle Bobble / Bust a Move, which is great. Those are great games. We play here a bunch. Whenever we need a filler game, I'm like, Puzzle Bobble. Everyone loves that game.
It's exact same vein. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine is a spinoff from the cartoon, though.
Is it technically?
Yeah, it's cartoon sidekicks. Henchman.
Oh, wow.
Dozer? Is that one of them?
Yeah, it's like a bulldozer guy, and it was a,
Dozer and Chicken? Is that it? Chicken?
It's good writing. Good writing.
That wasn't his name, but
I just think it'd be funny if it was.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We got Mega Man Soccer.
Whoa!
Okay, so sports titles.
Yep, Mega Man Command Mission, which is an RPG spinoff of Mega Man X, or Mega Man X Command Mission.
Oh, yeah, if you're going sports titles, all the Mario
sports
tennis,
titles,
Mario
yeah.
Golf.
Was it Mario Soccer? Was it Mega Man Soccer?
There was Mario Strikers.
Mario Strikers, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun, actually, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
There was almost a... Is there a volleyball game? Or there was almost... I saw some other concept art of other Mario sports games. I think one was supposed to be like a fighter, like a kung fu game, because I think there's like Bowser in a gi. I could be making that up.
It might be part of a Olympics game, because they have all kinds of wacky sports in all the Olympics games, and I haven't scratched the surface there.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have volleyball in all of those, probably.
Yeah.
Even the winter ones, volleyball everywhere.
So you brought up interesting spin-off that is kind of weird to think about, and that is it went from a strategy RPG to a full-on MMO RPG.
That would be Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warcraft 1, 2, and 3 were real-time strategy games. And then World of Warcraft came out, spin-off, massively multiplayer game, still going to this day, over a decade, destroyed, I mean, expanded the lore massively. And
so like 14 years now or something like that?
A long time.
This is the last one that they brought pandas into the game, I think.
That was like five.
That's five ago?
Yeah, ago. It's been a lot. There's a lot of World of Warcraft and it just never stops. And that's become one of their biggest properties.
I think that's exciting. It's exciting because I like Mario and I like Nintendo characters to see spin-offs. But I think it's especially exciting in RPGs, like the story continues. Downloadable content is technically spin-offs, some of it.
That's true.
I mean, there was Xenoblade Chronicles 2 had a DLC, which was a totally different standalone game.
Did it?
Yeah, the Kingdom of Torm or whatever it's called, apparently it was like standalone, like different characters. It was in the same world, I think.
I gotta play that game.
But totally different characters, and if you didn't own the original game, you could still buy the DLC as its own game for like $20 and just play it.
They kind of did that with the most recent Star Fox game, Star Fox Zero.
Star Fox Adventures was a spinoff.
Star Fox Adventures was a hard spinoff for sure, especially since it was a different game inherently.
Yeah.
Star Fox Zero came with another game, standalone, which was Star Fox Command? No. It's the one you play as Slippy and you are controlling cameras to try to defend Star Fox Defense.
Is it like a tower defense?
Is it like missile defense?
Yeah. It's sort of like a tower defense game / I want to say Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah, tower defense mixed with Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah.
I haven't heard of this.
It's apparently really good. I haven't yet cracked into it.
What's the most obscure one you can think of? And then we'll jump into characters. But the most obscure, like, suddenly this person is an icon in a whole other thing.
Well, one I found when I was doing research for this earlier was the character Nina Williams from Tekken has her own spinoff where she's like going around fighting crimes and it's set up like a noir game. It's called like Death by Degrees, and it covers just her wearing like a cocktail dress and like fingerless boxing gloves, prepared for battle. And I'm like, what?
My obscure one, I guess. It depends how obscure. This is old more than obscure, but Mortal Kombat had the anthologies.
Yes.
Sub-Zero anthologies, Mortal Kombat. And you said there was a Liu Kang.
And there was a Liu Kang one,
which
yes.
I didn't even know
Did
existed.
Did that come out?
I'm pretty sure the Liu Kang one came out first.
The Sub-Zero one was terrible.
Yeah, bad.
I remember reading a walkthrough of the Liu Kang one, so it must have come out.
And I always thought it would be cool, like, to have a fighting game control go through, like, a side-scrolling world. Like, I thought that would be awesome. Like, I always still have fantasies of, like, E. Honda going through World 1-1 of the Mushroom Kingdom. How fun that would be. Like, you just kick the blocks. It would be great.
We're just playing Final Fight with E. Honda or yeah. Blanka.
Well, but more platforming. You need jumping and, yeah, breaking things. Yeah. Do you have a weird one? Because
I can think of Mario's Picross. I don't remember what it
was. Oh, Picross is great.
Uncovering like logic style, like
it's a puzzle game.
Puzzle game.
Okay.
They're very addictive, and they're still making Picross games to this day. They're great.
I also remember one where Mario was like in a tube, and he had to bounce a ball. It wasn't Pong, but it was
Alleyway.
Yeah.
I think that was another one of those games they just shoved Mario into.
They're like, we need something in this Game Boy game, Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Punch-Out was, I guess, technically a Mario spinoff because Mario's in it as the referee.
Yeah.
Although the referee was also just like a schlubby dude with a mustache. But they called him, they said he was Mario, so you went with it.
Well, he wore the hat when it was released, so.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks was a game with Liu Kang.
So
yeah.
I bet it had Kung Lao in it too.
Probably.
God,
let me see.
Where are we going?
We're getting dark.
Okay.
The darkest timeline.
I would think.
Yeah, Liu Kang and Kung Lao.
I would think the king of this is probably Mario himself. Just putting him in other games and having it be odd and then working.
Yeah.
Like Mario Kart was not supposed to work, let alone span nine, eight.
Eight.
I assume nine's coming.
Eight in special editions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends if you count the arcade edition or not.
There was an arcade edition.
Yeah. Mario GP.
Does Typing of the Dead count as a spinoff of House
of
the Dead?
Yes, it does. There's the weirdest
part.
Because it is the same game, but you play it with a keyboard and you type instead of using a light gun.
Yeah.
So is that a spinoff?
It's very weird.
Or is that just
identical
a remake?
Game with different gameplay? That is the strangest example
that
I can think of.
For sure.
Because everything is identical. The graphics are the same. The voice acting is the same. The pathing's the same. But instead of shooting, you type.
Oh. Interesting. I mean, I guess Mario is missing, and Mario's Time Machine are the horrendous things that entered the world. But yeah.
Luigi's Mansion spinoff.
Whoa!
I don't know how we forgot about. We always forget about Luigi.
Well, see, that's getting into. Yeah.
That's a perfect way in.
Because you want to talk about the next type.
Next type is where a character from a game gets a spinoff.
Yeah, usually a sidekick or lesser character gains prominence.
Except for when it's Luigi. He's an equal character.
It depends. Wow.
Is it called Luigi Party?
Luigi's last name is Mario. So technically, they are referring to him as well.
Here. Yeah, that is not canon.
Oh, that's only from the movie?
That's only from the movie, yeah. Nobody believes that except John Leguizamo. Not even Bob Hoskins.
Luigi, definitely in Luigi's Mansion. It's weird it took so long for that to happen, but hey, give the man a vacuum cleaner and a weird-ass old man, and you got yourself a game.
And he's got four in that series now, because there's Luigi's Mansion, Luigi's Mansion 2, 3 is coming out, and there is an arcade, original game, Luigi's Mansion Arcade. Yeah. If you go to Dave and Buster's right now in Plymouth Meeting, you can play it. You have a physical vacuum that you fire at ghosts with.
It's pretty funny.
It's cool.
I'm trying to picture that right now, but I guess in a world where there's Star Wars Episode 1 pod racing in arcades, there can be anything in arcades.
Yeah, pod racing was good too.
Yeah. The movie, not so much.
Spinoff.
Sort of.
Yeah, cross media spinoff.
Transmedia.
Yeah, I don't know. So the one that I want to bring up is in the game Ero the Acrobat, a terrible game, the boss of that game is Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel, which if you're watching this show, he has been featured before. Well, now he's featured again because he got a spin-off game once Ero didn't work called Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel. And it was pretty much the same game but with a different character. And that was absolutely a spin-off. And I just think that's funny because all that was Sunsoft giving it another go. Like, maybe if this mascot won't work, maybe you'll like this one. And that one's always really, really funny to me.
Have you played that one?
Sure.
Is it better than Arrow the Acrobat?
I mean, yes.
low bar, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. Extremely low bar. Extremely low bar.
The one that comes, all right, so if you're talking about weird spin-off side characters, my favorite is Karnov. Who is a boss from Bad Dudes, which is also a relatively obscure game at this point. But he was some weird boss. He's this chubby Russian bodybuilder.
We thought he was a genie the whole time.
He looks just like a genie. He's got this big gut.
Wearing like big, like floofy genie looking pants.
And the Fu Manchu. Bald guy with the Fu Manchu.
And a top knot.
Usually equals a genie.
Yeah. But he's apparently did not have a top knot. We just imagined that or something. And he's just a Russian strongman.
Yeah, so sounds a little bit like Soda Popinski.
Yeah, a little bit.
But if he ate more. He didn't drink so much soda.
He got his own spin-off game called Karnov, where he spat fire and jumped around, and we had it here, and it was really fun. Really, I liked that game. Yeah. Really hard. And then he was in Fighter's History.
A fighting game spin-off based on Karnov and other Data East properties. And
you know
Technos properties.
Do you know what the sequel to that was called? Karnov's Revenge.
Good. Who was the other guy that had a spin-off? A Bobo?
No, Abobo had an internet viral like game thing.
It's fun. Look it up. It is a fun game.
Abobo has a lot of DNA in common with Karnov. Yeah. Do you have a good character one?
No.
Well, I'll jump in. I think we're all big fans of Sonic the Hedgehog, you especially.
Well, if you're gonna go with Sonic, there's so many character spinoffs. You have Knuckles Chaotix.
There you go.
You have Flicky, which I forgot about.
Wait, that's from Sonic?
I think it's the other way. I think Flicky came first.
Sonic is a Flicky spinoff?
Yeah, I just saw this was a... Flicky is a spinoff of Sonic, yeah.
I know Flicky's one of the birds that you rescue and that flies behind Tails when he goes Hyper-Tails.
Yeah. And then there was a...
Tails had some games on Game Gear, right?
Yeah, Tails had some games that he led. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, what type of games were they?
Were they side-scrollers? Or?
I'm pretty sure they were side-scrollers.
I know they were on Game Gear, so I don't think they're recognized as canon.
I mean, you can play like 15 minutes of it before your batteries died, so who knows what happened after that. It's not enough time to get the sense of the genre of the game. Yeah. There was the aforementioned Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine. Mm-hmm. There was Shadow the Hedgehog. That's He got his own game.
Oh my god, that's right.
GameCube.
And Knuckles Chaotix was my favorite one of those because it was Knuckles and a bunch of other animals they made up out of nowhere.
Yeah, they were the Chaotix.
Oh, they were as a team name and everything. And then in Sonic Mania, they reintroduced some of them. Mm-hmm. No, they were from the Sonic the Hedgehog arcade game, which was a Sonic 1 style side scroller.
Yeah.
With two new characters that they added.
Mighty and, is Ray new? Or is Ray from
so
the
Mighty and Ray are apparently both from the arcade game and not from Chaotix, but I thought they were from Chaotix. I know there's a chameleon and an alligator and armadillo and a bee. They were the Chaotix.
Well, Mighty the armadillo.
Mighty so is armadillo. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't Chaotix. Yeah.
Interesting. That one's interesting too because as a kid, I think a lot of us wanted to play that, but had no way to do it.
No one had a 32X.
No one had it, and they ran with a ring, and it was an interesting little system they held. But it was a Sonic game without Sonic, which is, I think, better than the 3D jump with Sonic as far as being true to an almost Sonic game. But let's see, who else spun off?
I mean, another?
No, this was another transmedia spinoff. They made a Fix-It Felix game based off Wreck-It Ralph.
That's right.
The movie.
Fix-It Felix Jr. is a physical arcade machine you can play in Disney World, probably Disneyland.
They released a mobile version too, like a mobile phone version.
Yeah. And you can play it on their website. Yeah. But it's not the same without the cabinet. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole point.
It's not the same. This brand new game based off of Donkey Kong is not the same.
I got another one that I'm repping right now is Gargoyle's Quest. So Firebrand, Gargoyle's, the titular star of Gargoyle's Quest, was the worst enemy in Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He was just horrible.
You just run full speed, throwing spears, and then by the time he loads into the screen, he's already dead. At least that's how I beat him every time.
Yeah, well, he's no fun. And then he got his own game called Gargoyle's Quest on the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. I believe they made two of them, Gargoyle's Quest 2. And then there was Demon's Crest on the Super Nintendo, which was still Firebrand. And Firebrand was really cool because he shot fire and you could fly.
And it was red and it was on the Super Nintendo, so the colors were beautiful. And like, oddly cinematic, kind of a hybrid between RPG and not RPG.
Yeah, the original ones, especially, like, there was a top-down map view, and then you would go side-scroller, and it was good, like, really good.
The fact that there hasn't been a sequel to that game is a crime. Like, I am shocked that, because all anybody's doing is remake, and why not remake one of the best games I ever played?
It's because Firebrand's too busy being in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
And that was one of those situations where the Game Boy confused me on the colors, like Kirby, mm-hmm. because the first Gargoyle's Quest on the cover, he's green. He's green Firebrand. And then when you get the Super Nintendo, it's like, wait, he's been red this whole time?
It's like, it is the demon from Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah.
Being green, you wouldn't know. You would think it was something totally different.
It was weird box art, man, too.
Yeah.
Another spinoff, is Kirby technically a spinoff of Lolo?
Was Kirby in Lolo?
I know that Lolo isn't Kirby.
Yes, Lolo, Lo, and La La La. I don't think it's the other way around.
And yeah, might just been a shared universe style collaboration.
Yeah. Shared universe collaborations is a whole other topic.
That's true. Cannon Spike, the game nobody ever played on Dreamcast, which was amazing because it was just the Capcom universe. So you had Cammy and Mega Man, and I forget who the other like character I used to play as all the time.
Maybe Hood was in it.
Yeah, BB Hood was in it
Darkstalkers.
Yeah, it was Darkstalkers. And then somebody from Resident Evil, I think, too.
Probably Jill.
You know, the other game that you brought
or
up.
Chris.
That you played, you didn't play, we were talking about, but The Misadventures of Tron Bond.
Yeah, spinoff of Mega Man Legends, which is a
spinoff of Mega Man.
I guess, is it a spinoff? I don't know. The story of Legends is really weird. Yeah. It's like thousands of years in the future, and everybody's become
Volnut
cyborgs.
It's not supposed to be Mega Man, though. Like, it's a different character.
He's supposed to be an ancient robot. But, yeah, he's supposed to be post-Mega Man X, but pre-Legend. Legends, because in Legends, everybody's a cyborg.
Speaking of Mega, you know what? Even if that's not, Mega Man Zero absolutely is, because that stars Zero.
It spins off from Mega Man X5, mm-hmm. and then they made three more X games, which were garbage. But
yeah, it's kind of, that's perfect because it's taking a side character who got very popular. People are like, Zero's the cool one. Why don't I just want to be Zero? And they put Zero into the X games as a playable character eventually, and then he got his own games.
That was a good way to spin him off.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's each try and think of one more obscure, strange spinoff, if we can.
There was Tingle from The Legend of Zelda.
There you go, that's a weird one.
Tingle's Rosie Rupee Land, I believe, was the title of that game.
And he also had a Japanese-only game, which I don't remember the name of.
I think that was it.
Are you sure? Because it was very derided for being, like, very adult?
A middle-aged man parading around in tights? Adult?
Come on.
I like how Tingle is, like, expressly, he's a middle-aged man. He's not a fairy, but he'd like to be.
I think, Pokemon Snap has got to be some sort of weird spinoff.
Yeah, definitely of the gameplay variety.
Yeah.
Takes that Pokemon world. And that was good. It was
a Stadium
good game.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, that was
kind of
like
similar, but kind of a spinoff. Really, that was a gimmick to sell some stupid add-on. But
sell some hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone through quite a few. All right, let's see if we as a team can remember one more so we can get out.
Well, so if you want to go by the all the appearances of Mario, there's a pretty big list, especially amongst, like we said earlier, the sports games on the NES. Because you have Punch-Out and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, where he's the referee. You have Tennis, where he's the referee as well.
Yeah, he's the referee in Game Boy Tennis.
He's on the cover of the Golf NES cartridge.
It was an NES Open. He was like the main
guy. He was all in that, yeah.
Yeah.
And Kid Mario was in that, and we never saw him again. Saw Kid Mario?
No, what is Kid
in
Mario?
NES Open?
Kid Mario is in Mario Golf. I think he's in Mario Golf 64, and I think it's the last time we ever saw him, but it's the Mario between
baby
Mario
and, adult.
And baby. It's this kid.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now I just want to see teen Mario with like a straggly mustache, and he has pimples all over his face, and he's just like, whatever, man.
Kind of. He's skinny.
So I think that brings us into the best closer.
Okay.
Spinoff of all spinoffs, Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
It's true.
Donkey Kong Jr. is a spinoff of Donkey Kong and bring him into an edutainment math game on the NES. Man. Poor
kids.
Yeah,
that's even further than like Mario teaches typing. That's way out there.
Yeah. Donkey Kong Jr. is not a character you equate with math.
He went from saving his dad from Mario's clutches to having to do math on command with all that pressure, and then he has to save Donkey Kong Island, wherever they live. But Donkey Kong Country was based on, yeah, they were like living on an island, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And King K. Rool showed up to cause havoc.
Yeah, because Mario teaches typing. At least those characters had opposable thumbs and fingers to type with. Donkey Kong Math, he's got nothing.
He can only count to six.
All he knows is he's faster with two arms going up the vines than one.
Yeah, I guess
that is math.
That's sort of like math.
Two is better than one.
But he wasn't twice as fast. I don't believe it. Maybe he was. I never actually timed that
out. We'll have to ask a speedrunner.
They would know for sure.
Well, everybody, there is a million and one different spinoffs, and we went through a ton. But we would love to know some of the obscure ones that you could tell us about. We know we didn't get through them all.
Oh, God.
But, boy, when we started this, we were like, is spinoff something? Yeah, it's something. It's a huge category. Thank you very much for watching this episode of Tubby Talk with us. I'm Terry from Terry Leahy Films.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And these are the guys from Tubby Robot Ice Cream Factory, where they want you to come in, talk to them about ice cream, talk to them about spinoffs, and eat their delicious food.
Yeah, let us know what spinoff you would like to see, because I'm pretty interested.
That's a great one to go out on. What would we like to see as a spinoff?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to go from here. I would like to see... I want to play as the Dark Queen from Battletoads in something.
In like a fighting game? Or...
Yeah.
I want to see the Dark Queen from Battletoads in the world of, Brutal Legend.
Good one!
Yeah.
It's your trip right in. I'm going to break theme. I'm not going to talk about the Dark Queen from Battletoads. I would like to see a Tetris-style falling block puzzle game starring Luigi, and all the pieces are Luigi contorted in different shapes.
Tetris Attack's not good enough for you with Yoshi?
That wasn't Luigi curled into a Z shape, and you have to try to position him into the slot to make lines.
Let's be fair. The real character who deserves a spinoff more than anybody else right now is Waluigi. Poor guy gets passed over for everything.
There's a reason for that. Good night, everybody.